That was a heck of a tackle by him. Obviously, good play, big play. Hindsight probably wouldn't have tried it again, but we attempted something, and fortunately, we got him covered. So it all worked out. Trying to get 3 points, got the ball coming out second half. Maybe an opportunity to make a 10-point swing. You're on the road, and fortunately, because I've been on the other side with Devin where he has taken one of those back too. So the guys did a nice job covering. I was concerned. I mean, it was concerned, but at the same time, you were indoors. I'll be honest with you, I didn't expect it to be short. I thought the accuracy might be a little bit different. I just got done watching a few indoor games and watching guys hit 55-yarders and the ball's hitting the net. I mean, just indoors, it's obviously different than kicking it outside. Yeah, no, the ball didn't travel quite as far on the kickoffs, but I thought the guys did a nice job covering. I think we ended up tackling Devin 3 times inside the 20.
I'm just saying to the point of
that. Yeah, you thought maybe they might just fly out of the – Yeah, but, you know, in pregame, he hit the ball real well and hit a couple nice 60-yarders in pregame there, so that kind of swayed it a little bit. I don't think so. I think that when he heard the whistle, he kind of pulled off just a little bit on the timeout and felt like that he could get it there. Like I say, obviously we avoided something there, but gave him an opportunity, and the field goal wasn't made, but Betonio made a great play. I don't know what he said to him. Obviously, they go back from when Spencer was in training camp with him in Chicago. So they have a great relationship together. And I had a good visit with Devin after the game also. So it was one of those plays where, like I said, I've seen him do it before. I've watched it. I've lived it. But our guys did a nice job. And at the end of the day, he still needed another 30 yards before he could get in the end zone. I did not see that. I've been just strictly focused on Buffalo. They have they just picked up Thigpen from Tampa Bay, who we faced him when he was here the first time. So that's been my concern. I'm trying to figure out exactly who Buffalo is going to put back there. So I did not see what Josh did. I'll concentrate on that when that game comes. But our full focus has been on Buffalo. Well, they picked up Dixon from San Francisco, who's always been, in the special teams world, he's always been a very good special teams player. His first one was against Miami. He had a nice up-and-under move on the slot, and then obviously overpowered the guy the other night in the New York game. But he's a good football player, and they've always had good special teams there. I mean, that's always kind of what Buffalo is, one of the things that they're known for, and this year is no different. We have our hands full. We have to be able to handle field position in this game, and this is going to be a big challenge for us. Honestly, we talk about playing like a Brown. I mean, that epitomizes playing like a Brown right there. He's in protection, and obviously that's not what those guys do is cover. And those situations only happen a few times, obviously usually at the end of the half or the end of the game, one of those things. But great effort on his part, just relentless, never stopped playing, and obviously made a, you know, could be a game-saving tackle right there. Well, they knew what his range was, what Billy's range was, but we're always a proponent of getting as many yards as you can. I mean, I personally don't take the philosophy of, well, we just hit his range, let's shut it down and attempt it. I mean, we always want more yards. The closer, the better. And I think a lot of special teams guys will tell you that, and I'm no different on that. Well, I think it was, I've watched him as a pro here, and I think he's doing a great job for us. And it was just one of those things where, the previous week maybe he didn't hit as well as what he wanted to, and came back the next week and I saw him really working at his craft. And for him to kind of have that resolve and that determination, then be able to hit the game winner, I was just real proud of him. Anytime a player can do that, and you watch a player throughout the week do those things, I'm happy for the player.